Well, I never been to Spain.
And I've never been to Scotland, but if I want to golf like a Scotsman, that opportunity waits just a mile and a half past the Mount Washington Century Drive roundabout at Tetherall Golf Club.
Phenomenal golf course. It's very Scottish and linksy in nature. We call it a Heathland-style golf course. It plays similar to what we would see a course play in Scotland or on the coast, with exception of not being on a body of water. So that would be the Heathland name.
I'm Dave Jarvis, and this is Take 5. That's Tetherall Club Pro, Caleb Anderson, and we'll continue our visit with him in just a moment. But let me remind you that a foursome at Tetherall is this week's prize on our Fantasy Foursome game. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
You know, with all the stories about banks in the news, I decided I'd try something safe. So I withdrew all my money, and I put it in my dog Spike's doghouse. After all, I trust my dog, but when I needed a loan, well, let's just say that he wasn't very helpful. Fortunately, I found a better way. Home Federal Bank. They're every bit as trustworthy as Spike. Strong, stable. Unlike other banks, Home Federal Bank is a local, well-managed bank that is one of the highest capitalized banks in the country. Home Federal never needed government assistance, and they have money to lend. Sure, they may not run after your frisbee when you throw it, but if you need a loan or just want to make sure your money is in a secure, well-managed bank, they're like a best friend.
You're safe and sound at home. Federal. Home Federal Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5. I'm Dave Jarvis, and today we look at Tetherall Golf Club. Just ranked 67th in Golf Digest's top 100 greatest public courses for 2011-12.
Well, it's just a huge compliment and something that we're very humbled and very honored by. I think we're also joined on that list by the Nicklaus course out at Pronghorn, as well as Crosswater, and it's great to see great representation of Central Oregon on that top 100 list. But makes us feel very proud, you know, everyone from our golf course maintenance staff, David Kidd, our architect, our owners, our food and beverage staff. It lets us know that it's a great golf experience that that the Golf Digest panelists has had when they've sent their raters out here, and it means a great deal to us. We're very, very proud to be on that list.
Tetherall is a links-style course. For those not sure, here's what that means.
A links-style course is one that has very little trees on it. The golf ball is going to be played along the ground more and in the air less. So we have very firm and fast conditions. You hit the ball a lot further than you do with a lot of other courses. Now, part of that's due to our elevation, but a lot of it's due to the firm and fast turf.
Firm and fast turf. So if the ball is going to roll further, wouldn't that make it an easier course to play? Well, not really. In fact, many people I spoke to about the course call it humbling.
I think that's a great way of putting it. It's a phenomenal test of golf. I mean, it really requires you to hit some great golf shots.
The undulating fairways can punish you if your shot is a bit short of a ridgetop, but reward you heavily if you can just carry that far edge. And then there's the rough.
The landing areas are quite wide. There's a lot of playable area off the tee. I would say that in a lot of places, the fairways are probably, you know, twice as wide as a lot of the courses in town. However, once you do get off the fairways and the beaten path, there's a small amount of rough, and then it transitions into our native area with some bitter brush and some native plants.
And the greens?
The greens themselves are kind of the defensive of every great golf course, and it's certainly no exception here. We have some very imaginative and creative green surfaces, unlike anything else that you'll see here in Central Oregon. They have quite a bit of undulation to them, a lot of different levels, and a lot of really unique and fun hole locations.
Add in coastal sand, pot bunkers, a little bit of water, and some majestic views of the Cascades, and you've got a golf experience that cannot be duplicated anywhere else in Central Oregon. Two things to watch for. Holes 3 through 6 on the front nine are known as Kidd's Corner, after course architect David McClay Kidd. These four holes will test your shot-making ability. And look for what Kidd calls the cover girl of the course, the 17th. That's a par 3 that goes 182 yards from the tips across a stretch of sand, scrub, and pumice to a little green tucked up against a steep rise. It's gorgeous. As I mentioned at the outset, a foursome at Tetherall is this week's prize on the Fantasy Foursome. Listen to the 6:45 and 7:15 sports reports for details. And by the way, if you end up as our winner and you need someone to fill out your foursome, I'm available. Take 5 is a presentation of KBND Radio News. Depend on us.